And why recommending who you're recommending?
I'm recommending Conco, or Concrete Company of the Ozarks as primary, Table Rock Asphalt Construction as secondary, and American, or Trilex Ready Mix as tertiary.
Can you tell me as to why?
The last year we used Trilex Ready Mix as primary. We used them on a bridge project and had trouble getting the concrete testing as far as when delivery on the air and slump test, and had to reject loads, and we switched, went to a secondary vendor, which was Conco, and we've had good service and good luck with them on our pours.
Okay. I just know that the the bid provided by one of the vendors was lower, but I just wanted to know why we weren't going with them. So, in case there's another.
When you had trouble with them, what did you do? What did you have to do?
Actually called. When you're in the middle of a pour, we had to reject loads that didn't test for the engineer's recommendation on the bridge structure we're doing. And we just have, they have to send more concrete. So there's a time in waiting for the concrete to show back up. Took us a lot longer to make pours on that particular job. And before we finished the job, we switched and went to Conco, and we didn't have any problem with the mixed testing. And it's hard to, right in the middle of a pour, we finished the pour with Trilex at each pour we had them designated for that day. I mean, you can't switch companies right in the middle of a pour.
Can't facilitate it, probably.
Well, you might be
a lot of them are scheduled or busy and time sensitive. I mean, concrete's going to set in a certain period of time, so if it ain't correct when it shows up, you run into problems. So
had you already had one truck arrive and had poured it, had your men there, then another one comes and it's not.
And if it doesn't meet what the test would be, then you have to reject it. So I have to go back and reload or use it somewhere else or whatever. But
so
sometimes there's quite a timeline for waiting for delivery time travel, depending on where the job is. So.
Move to award portion 6.6, labeled as concrete furnished and delivered to various locations in Taney County, to Concrete Company of the Ozarks as primary, Table Rock Asphalt Construction as secondary, and American RNC LLC DBA Trilex Ready Mix as tertiary.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. I will notify all those vendors.
Now we are on, is this the aggregate bid number 201703-372?
This is the
asphalt and concrete.
We just did the asphalt and concrete. The numbers are reversed on the agenda for whatever reason. I don't think I sent it in that way, but anyway, the bid numbers got reversed.
Oh, gotcha. This is aggregate rock.
Then. This is aggregate rock, and it's actually 201703-372. As I stated a few minutes ago, this bid was requested and released on March the 18th by the Taney County Road and Bridge Department.
We sent out the usual amount of direct bid invitations, also posted it and advertised it in our newspaper, and the newspaper advertised it on our website. On this particular bid, which numerically, again, was in front of the one we just completed, we received 5 responses. We opened those responses here last week, actually upstairs in public, and Mr. Hayes took possession of each one of those responses for a thorough review period. I think he's delivered spreadsheets to you all, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Hayes at this time. Mr. Hayes.
I'd like to read this. My recommendation's at the end of this letter, but this kind of puts a few things in perspective, what we've done over the past few years. At one time or another, we've had 5 quarries throughout the county and 5 vendors. And I've had years of experience with all these vendors that bid materials for us, and we've used all of them at one time or another. Our chip seal program and maintenance schedule requires having good material available to us from May through September. Our aggregates, and this is the whole ball of wax of all of our aggregates, will average $250,000 budgeted plus yearly, and about 40% of this will be the one product known as 3H chips. In 2012 year, we added a specification to the bid process to help in getting a quality chip seal product. The specification is listed in 2004 Missouri Standards for Road Construction and refers to the gradation specification for chip sealed aggregate. For years, we have a problem with too much lime dust within the 3H chip material, and results were that we had roads that would not last or lose the surface aggregate. Another problem we had in the past years is one quarry named Primary. Others are designated secondary and tertiary, so they have no reason to make this material if they had no market to sell or use this product. We have run into problems when a primary vendor failed to keep up or material was unusable. The secondary would not have this available either. Our chip seal program would suffer and make it difficult to keep up with our road system. Price per ton on a bid is not the only deciding factor in determining which quarry or vendor to choose. Being able to make consistent material that will meet the specifications and having the quantity available when we need the material. All of the quarries would like to be the primary vendor, and we awarded in the past to use all 5 quarries in Taney County. This was difficult to give all quarries equal business. We have an estimate on of 25,000 ton listed within the bid, and this is an approximately 2 years supply amount for chip seal season. We can stockpile for the upcoming year, and then quarries would have more time to produce the chips needed. This bid was combined with asphalt and road oils for years, and working with Ron Erickson, he separated these bids to simplify the process. I have reviewed this year's bids from 5 vendors and will recommend Table Rock Asphalt Construction as primary, APAC Central as secondary, and Buchanan Materials as tertiary.
Move to award bid number 201703-372. To Table Rock Asphalt as primary, APAC Central as secondary, and Buchanan Materials as tertiary, based on recommendation by Randy Hayes, Taney County Highway Administrator.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
We have a second. Any further discussion?
This is on the aggregate rock?
Aggregate rock, yes.
No.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. I'm going to notify those vendors.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're on bid recommendations for motor oil and hydraulic oil, bid number 201703374.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. This is, as I stated earlier, this is the third of the three bids that we put out at the same time, March the 18th, as requested by Tannehill County Road and Bridge. The normal direct bid invitations went out, as well as advertised this particular need in the newspapers and on our website. We opened responses to this bid in public last week upstairs. We received responses from three different vendors. I turned over a copy of those responses to Mr. Hayes for a thorough review. I think he's already passed out some spreadsheets regarding his findings, and I'll turn it over to Mr. Hayes for award recommendation at this time. Mr. Hayes.
After reviewing these three vendors, I'm going to recommend Oakland Lubrication Company as our primary vendor and Schaefer Manufacturing Company as secondary. Safety Clean will be tertiary vendor on this bid.
Move to award bid number 201703-374 to Oakland Lubrication Company as primary, Schaefer Manufacturing Company as secondary, and Safety Clean as tertiary, based on recommendation by Randy Hayes, Taney County Highway Administrator.
We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second for discussion.
Okay, we have a second with some discussion.
Am I reading this correctly? Is that our primary is higher than our secondary? Am I reading that correctly? Probably not. Let me look this small, please.
Keep in mind, some of these products we buy in bulk, and the company we also have within the bid that they furnish tanks and the equipment to dispense this.
So if you
look
at
all motor oils and hydraulic oils, and the tertiary, I believe, don't even have a bid for bulk. I don't know whether they don't have that supply.
Bulk's not available by Safety Clean.
If you look at, for example, bulk price or drum price on the item 6.1, you're at $469.15 with our primary, but I made the motion on the secondary recommendation is $947.10. On the lithium complex grease tube price, it's $3.73. Whereas on the primary recommended, it was $2.35. So I'm trying to find where there might be a difference. Now the tertiary, I think, there's some price differences, but then it goes back to what you guys were talking about with
the tertiary I listed as 30.